The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Ready, Set, Travel. The intrepid explorers of Team Essence are all fired up to seek new adventures. Tokyo is definitely at the top of my bucket list. I am obsessed with the culture and the food, and I have to experience cherry blossom season in person. Dominique Dickerson, Integrated Marketing Manager. I have always wanted to go to the Dutch Caribbean islands, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. So I'm definitely looking forward to my 8-day cruise that's leaving the day before Mother's Day and stopping at all three ports. Karen Walcott, Accounts, Receivable, and Collections Specialist. I would love to visit Tanzania's Serengeti National Park with my son. I always tell him that the world is his classroom, and what better way for him to learn about nature's majestic ecosystems than to experiencing an authentic East African safari. Bridget Bartlett Royal, Senior Research Editor. I hope to see the pristine blue waters of Fiji one day and to take in the beautiful culture. Dominique Fluker, Contributing Lifestyle Editor. I had just graduated from college when I read about Janaan Tamsna, the first black-owned hotel in Morocco, and the proprietor, Marianne Luam Martin. The hotel landed a coveted Michelin guide spot some time ago, and I've wanted to visit ever since. Skylar Mitchell, Digital Director, Content. St. Lucia is on my radar. A beautiful island, gorgeous waves, and lots of sun for me to soak up. There's nothing I want more. Danielle Wright, Content Editor, Girls United. The next article is titled, Dawn Richard Rising. The artist is a true original. Here, the singer and musician details her roots in New Orleans, her long-standing relationship with fashion, and how both grit and joy lead to her breaking through barriers. To understand Dawn Richard is to fully engage with her humanity and her creative inclinations. Richard is more than a brilliant musician and singer. She's a self-actualized black woman who has found what sparks her internal excitement and zest for life. This is inherent in the work she has released throughout her musical career. It's also apparent in her visual interpretation of style. Her contributions to the alternative music market are extensive, but what's equally remarkable is how she has marched to the beat of her own drum through every era. Her latest album, Quiet in a World Full of Noise, is a genre-bending collection that continues to build on her boldly original artistic vision. With the neoclassical composer Spencer Zahn, Richard has created an atmospheric blend of soul, jazz, and vocalizing for an acoustically layered contribution to the contemporary classical music space. The album feels intimate and mysterious. It's a testament to how the artist has blossomed and matured as an independent music maker, unafraid to experiment and chart her own course. Richard is often associated with a period in her life when she was part of the mainstream music industry. She was part of the cast of the reality show Making the Band 3, and her musical journey includes having been signed to Bad Boy Records by hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. It was Combs who created the television series and the groups Richard would become a part of, including Danity Kane and later Diddy Dirty Money. That season of her life reportedly brought some painful experiences, which led to Richard filing a lawsuit against Combs last September, alleging sexual abuse and battery. Originally from New Orleans, Richard can trace her family back at least 4 generations on her father's side. Her mother was born and raised in New Iberia, Louisiana. Richard grew up with 1 sibling, a brother. My great-great-great-great-grandfather came from Haiti and immigrated from there to New Orleans, she says over a video call. These deep roots in the Crescent City were instrumental in shaping how Richard sees the world, especially with regard to music. There are many musicians on her father's side of the family, and her father himself is the lead singer of the funk group Chocolate Milk. I grew up in a very artistic family and also an academic family, Richard says. Education was very important to my family. On my mom's side, academia was predominantly the job choice. My mom went into education as an elementary school teacher. Her mother also founded a dance school and taught dance tap classes. So it's no surprise that dance played a large role in Richard's life through her childhood. Her relationship with movement became a way for her to release emotions. It's spiritual, she notes reflectively. It's something from our ancestral origins. Richard recalls that her mother also used the art of dance to express the richness and depth of her family's lineage and of the communities as well. She recalls her mother bringing people together through movement, and the dance school made classes available to those who could not afford more expensive programs. My mom's school became a haven for young parents and children, Richard says. Not only did the movement she taught create freedom, it also created a community of people who deserved more, people who needed to have a voice. Her mother's love for movement and the way she shared that with her community helped Richard create the stories that inspire the music on her albums. In that way, dance served as a gateway to her music career. Her relationship with clothing can also be traced back to the artistic influences of her childhood. Richard remembers resisting her mom's efforts to get her to wear pink and ruffles in her earliest years. I knew who I was, she states, and being a traditional girly girl was not it. She recalls being active and athletic growing up and getting her hair dyed pink and blue for her 16th birthday. During this era of her life, she embraced alternative styles ranging from what she describes as alt bunny girl to tomboy. She was also heavily into rock and alt rock music then, and she dabbled in that style aesthetic too. I was a black girl who was pushing completely outside the norms, she says. For her junior prom, Richard turned to Harold Clark, a well-known and highly sought-after couturier with an atelier in New Orleans, to design her dress. For Richard, the gown Clark ended up creating for her became an unforgettable fashion moment. It was a satin Elizabethan garment with a deep green, intricately laced bustier that evoked grand period pieces. She insists that the gown would rival anything being done at Elsa and John Paul Gaultier currently. My mom was so taken aback by me choosing that style, and I paired it with a white baby's breath crown, like a halo crown, Richard recalls, and that was my junior prom. I wore these massive curls and looked like I should have been in the 1500s. In keeping with this dramatic fashion statement, during her senior year, Richard made her official debut in society wearing a gown made of 4,000 pearls. Her mother and grandmother came out of pocket for the dress, which may have cost around $7,000. This fantastical yet exacting sense of style offered a glimpse of what was to come. Richard's hyperfixation on how she presented herself within the mainstream music industry. At 17, Richard chose music and never looked back. Her career began with gigs in New Orleans. Her first big break arrived when Anthony Hamilton invited her to open for him at a Valentine's Day concert at the UNO Lakefront Arena. She continued honing her musical craft and improving her dance skills. The Valentine's concert was followed by the opportunity to go into the studio with her father and work on her first album, titled Angelique, her middle name. I never thought that my voice would be accepted, she says, of her contralto tones. I thought I was too different. Her involvement in making the band Three in the 2000s was highly publicized. Following the show, she was a part of the girl group Danity Kane up until the act was disbanded in 2009. Diddy Dirty Money came next. By 2012, that music group too had been disbanded, and Richard was released from her bad boy contract. Richard recalls that when she first branched out as an independent artist, she frequently heard that what she was doing was overly ambitious, that her dreams were far beyond reach. Fortunately, she kept following her own beat. Now, 12 years after staking her claim, she recognizes that there has been a creative shift in the industry. She notes that the music market these days features independent artists who initiate a lot of the themes and trends that mainstream artists now carry. Richard's own body of independent work is both impressive and pioneering. Her 2019 album, New Breed, and the exploratory singles that preceded it displayed an assured artistic sensibility. Her willingness to experiment also led to her dazzling second line, released in 2021 under the indie label Merge Records, fusing bounce, jazz, disco, house, R&B, and soul. The album is a love letter to New Orleans. It pulls from Richard's family history and her experiences in the city she holds close to her heart. Her next album, Pigments, created with Spencer Zahn, also explores multiple musical genres. It highlights contemporary and jazz riffs and is a riveting example of the otherworldly collaborations of the two artist composers. As a team, Richard and Zahn make music with a unique shine. I've been able to be on both sides. I am grateful that I can be underground now and have been mainstream and have been respected on both sides of the coin, Richard says. Many artists who have been where she is can sound jaded when discussing the differences between the mainstream music industry and the independent music market, but Richard is anything but. Rather, her vantage point is refreshing. Everything Dawn does feels cutting edge and forward thinking, says Jason King, dean of the USC Thornton School of Music. She has such a strong sense of identity, grounded in present moment and in her connection to family, home, loved ones, and her artistic community. Richard is regularly showcased in avant-garde and Afrofuturism inspired pieces for various musical releases on special occasions. Music and fashion are integral parts of her core. Her yearly Mardi Gras participation and the ensembles she wears for it express her NOLA roots in an authentic manner, in keeping with her family's lineage. The Mardi Gras tribe I mask with its Washikata Nation, Richard says. I've masked with them for 4 years. I've created a suit for every year and a special one for the 20th anniversary of Katrina. Richard's current fashion choices, which she describes as leaning into Afrofuturism, are often edgy. The use of feathers and jewelry or face makeup, she notes, are odes to her family's history and the culture of New Orleans. I choose to play between two spirited, both male and female gender, a lot of androgyny, where I wear a lot of feminine, sexy, but also a lot of heavily masculine clothes, she explains. I am tapping into African and indigenous cultures that were rooted in New Orleans long before colonization. As Jerick Kennedy, an author and cultural critic who has known Richard for 15 years, Dawn is an independent visionary whose idiosyncratic approach to R&B and electronic and innovative use of technology helped refine how we see and think about Black women in pop music. Where others followed maps, she created territories, proving that true disruption rarely comes from within established systems, but from those bold enough to color outside of the lines. What's next for Richard? I want to evolve as an artist, she says simply. I want to push myself to be the best I can be. And I also want to push myself to explore things that haven't been touched. Every era for me is about evolution. The next article is titled The Experiences of Essence Festival of Culture. The Essence Stage. Essence Magazine comes to life at Essence Stage, a celebration of joy and self-love, food, fashion, and everything in between. This stage is the heartbeat of festival. The vibrancy of Essence leaps from its pages into a pulsating, immersive experience featuring electrifying concerts and special appearances by artists, entertainers, and cultural icons. Essence Community Impact Hub, a gathering of powerhouse organizations that are leading the charge in economic empowerment, civil rights activism, and leveling the societal playing field. Here you will find panel discussions, workshops, and keynote sessions led by thought leaders, activists, and community organizers. Suede, Men's Experience, the ultimate retreat for the contemporary man. Join us in lively discussions that provide the blueprint for deepening personal growth and enjoying life. The doors open, the vibes inviting. Come on in and make yourself at home. Essence Authors, connect with your favorite writers and content creators featuring book signings, readings, and discussions that allow festival goers to engage directly with authors. Essence Food and Wine Festival, the taste of the world's cultures converge here. Inside Essence Food and Wine Festival, mouths water over transatlantic dishes from Africa, the Caribbean, and New Orleans. New Voices Entrepreneur Hub, the home for our in-person New Voices Learning Lab. Live workshops and networking events. Here, current and aspiring entrepreneurs come together learning from and connecting with industry experts on topics including funding, customer acquisition, marketing, getting into retail, and much, much more. GBEF HQ, a shared space for innovation, discussion, and action centered on the themes of the future of work, wealth, health, and democracy. The convention aims to delve deep into these critical areas through thought-provoking panel discussions, interactive workshops, and roundtable discussions. Essence Wellness House. In the center of it all, this is the place to retreat, rejuvenate, and restore. It features a series of workshops, panel discussions, and interactive experiences that focus on physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Essence Hollywood House, calling all creators, established as a resource for emerging creatives in the film and television industries, Essence Hollywood House will feature interactive conversations, intimate workshops, and unique networking opportunities that could take your craft to the next level. Afropunk Blacktopia. Blacktopia is the space where the designs of oppression are dismantled and the benefits of sustainability accrue for all. A mix of live performances from cutting-edge artists, DJs, and musicians will be showcased, along with visual art exhibitions, fashion showcases, and cultural activations. New Voices Village. The New Voices Village is the place for entrepreneurs, startups, and aspiring entrepreneurs to meet their customers while engaging with retailers, funders, other stakeholders, and each other. SoCo Market by Essence. Continuing the mission of driving direct commerce and opportunity for Black and women-owned businesses, the SoCo Market, powered by Essence, showcases the creativity, innovation, and entrepreneurial spirit of Black business owners, providing a platform for these brands to reach a larger and more diverse audience. Beauty Con at Essence Fest Edition. The future of beauty belongs to everyone. Attendees will explore product demonstrations, workshops, panel discussions, and brand activations from leading brands, beauty influencers, stylists, and experts in the industry. Also provides insider tips, makeovers, and exclusive product samples. Essence Film Festival by Essence Studios. A creative space for industry professionals, emerging filmmakers, and film enthusiasts, featuring panel discussions and Q&A sessions with directors, producers, and actors. You'll also discover workshops focused on various aspects of the film industry. Essence GU Kickback. The Girls United Kickback is the exclusive after party you need to be at, welcoming the next generation of Essence Festival. Act up in this auntie-free zone packed with a lit lineup, TikTok-worthy moments, and a VIP vibe you won't get anywhere else. GU Creators House, a space where rising digital stars and creators can come together to learn, network, and collaborate. GU Creator House includes workshops, panel discussions, and interactive sessions designed to foster creativity, self-expression, and digital empowerment. The next article is from blackenterprise.com titled, "Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.